You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. There is a fascinating microeconomy in the world of tattoos. If it seems like you notice more and more of them lately, there's a reason. The tattoo industry is growing. About a third of U.S. adults had at least one tattoo last year, according to a Harris poll. And the market research firm IBISWorld says tattoos will be a $1 billion industry by 2020. All that means tattoo artists are trying new ways to lure customers. Levi Sharp got some ink for journalism for this story.
You've probably heard of designer flash sales for clothes, but what about for this? That's the sound of me getting a rabbit skull tattooed on the back of my left arm by the popular Rachel Hauer. She works out of East River Tattoo in Greenpoint, Brooklyn. The shop is covered in art. Taxidermy foxes guard the door. Hauer is typically booked many months in advance, but I was able to get in by going to one of her famous first-come, first-serve tattoo flash days. Hauer explains flash days like this.
So basically on these days, you can only get pre-drawn designs, aka flash, and you get them all day.
She drew up her designs the night before, posting the results, known as a flash sheet, on Instagram. She has over 52,000 followers. Being Easter Sunday, the sheet was full of whimsical bunnies and chicks. Long before the event even starts, there's a line of people snaking out the door to the end of the block, hoping to get in. Rachel Lee from Queens and her friend got there 6 hours early to be first.
It's because we've been to other flash events where we've been beaten by other people, and when we arrived at like 9 or 10. So, I mean, we were at the fast flash event we went together. There was a group of three who got here at like 5 in the morning from Connecticut or something like that.
Rachel Hauer.
It's super weird because I've never been a cool person in high school, usually, you know. Doing Star Trek tattoos, it's not necessarily like on the cheerleading squad.
Another of Hauer's popular flash days happens every Halloween, where she offers Star Trek-themed tattoos. Her hourly rate is $300, but on that day, tattoos are just $100. She calls it Trek or Treat, and it's a good example of not only how discounted her tattoos can be, but also the volume she does.
Last year, I think I did close to 13 of them, which was really super spectacular and a lot of fun because I think it's just a really fun situation. Everyone can kind of giggle about it because Halloween, Star Trek, it was a late night delirium where I was like, Trek or treat, that's it.
Engage.
So tattoo specials came about in the 1990s.
That's Anna Felicity Friedman, an author and tattoo historian. She says that a Dallas tattoo artist named Oliver Peck
comes up with the idea to do $13 tattoos on Friday the 13th, and he and his shop create this historic flash sheet of all different permutations of the number 13 and other bad luck signs, and this idea really catches on.
Not only does the idea of Friday the 13th flash days catch on, but an uptick in other tattoo specials as well. Friedman says this is due in part to tattooing becoming an increasingly competitive industry. And when you're looking at that competition, you have to think about the tattoo industry in two different tiers, street shops and elite shops. As Friedman puts it,
a street shop would be In-N-Out Burgers, and an elite shop would be having a custom chef that cooks in your own home.
Well, those super cheap street shop flash specials might just appeal to someone's spontaneity and thriftiness. More expensive ones at elite shops inspire the collector's spirit.
People have the capacity to collect small versions of artworks by their favorite tattooers in the same way that a consumer of fancy sneakers or fancy handbags is able to go around and collect different examples from different brands that are well known for being incredible examples of this type of accessory.
This was true for many of the people I spoke to waiting in line for Hauer. The fact that her designs were Easter-themed didn't factor into their decisions to get a tattoo. Take Maureen Flack, an interior design student at Pratt Institute.
I think like everybody else, I love Rachel Hauer a lot. And anything that she could have done, I probably would have showed up.
But even on a good flash day, Friedman says street shops don't make much more money. And as for elite shops,
we don't see the flash sales days as much of a financial opportunity.
Kitty Jo St. Marie is the project manager at East River Tattoo.
There is more staffing. You are going through a whole lot more supplies.
Even if a tattoo artist like Hauer does a flash day where she tattoos 15 designs at $160 a piece, which is what the Easter flash day was priced, 8 hours of tattooing on a regular day would make her about the same amount. So if these flash days are more hectic, guzzle up supplies, and aren't much of a moneymaker. Why does she do it?
So much of tattoo is like commission-based. So this really gives you a chance to maybe do some pieces that you've had on your back burner that you really wanted to do but haven't had the opportunity to do. I do get a decent amount of first-timers on the flash days. So it can be a really great push for people to get their first tattoo to just see, throw it into the wind and see what happens.
On the other side of Brooklyn, at Leatherneck's Tattoo in Park Slope, I sat outside and spoke to Landon Morgan. He has a big, bushy beard. His shaved head is decorated with a serpent coiling around five swords. He used flash days to kickstart his career. But he says that tattooers, just like any other artist, have to watch out that they don't devalue their work with too many flash days. And he doesn't like to do them anymore.
If you don't care about your time, then nobody else will. So it's kind of, you have to be careful about the way you price tattoos and how often you give away reasonably lower to cheap tattoos.
Now, he mostly does flash days purely for charity, like
the Long Island Bulldog Rescue. I designed a flashy that had like little bulldogs and stuff because I love bulldogs, and I wanted to do something I wanted to do. To think that I was able to feed a few dogs, I was like, oh, cool.
Back at East River, my tattoo is done.
All right, sir, I'm going to clean you off. You have one completed bunny skull.
I asked myself, would I have gotten a rabbit skull on my arm if it weren't for a flash day? Probably not. But it didn't break the bank. And it was worth it to get an amazing design from a prominent tattoo artist. I'm Levi Sharp for Marketplace. I'll take a thought.